Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy.
Food map: high protein, gluten-free, low fat, clean eating. Napakaraming diet at napakaraming magkakaibang payo. Nagbabala ang mga eksperto sa Australia na ang mga pagsunod sa maraming diet ng sabay-sabay ay maaring magdulot ng hindi mabuti sa kalusugan. Yan ang aalamin natin sa episode na ito ng Healthy Pinoy. Sa dami ng usong diet ngayon, mula clean eating at carnivore muffins na wala namang tinapay, hanggang vegan meal prep, food map diets at kung ano-ano pa, halos araw-araw ay may bagong dietary advice sa internet. May mga payo namang maaasahan, lalo na kung galing sa mga eksperto tulad ng doktor at dietitian. Pero marami rin ang ibinibigay ng mga taong wala namang medical background. Ayon sa mga eksperto, dito nagsisimula ang tinatawag na diet stacking, kung saan pinagsasabay-sabay ng mga tao ang iba't ibang diet na posibleng makasama kaysa makatulong.
Diet stacking is essentially where we see someone accumulate diets or follow multiple diets at the same time. So, for example, someone might be vegetarian, so they're following certain dietary restrictions related to being vegetarian. And then they also decide, for example, that they're having some gut symptoms and they try a diet to improve their gut symptoms. So they're basically layering two different diets at the same time.
Ayon kay Dr. Caroline Tuck, isang dietetics expert mula sa Swinburne University, tumataas ang insidente ng diet stacking. Isa siya sa mga may akda ng isang review paper na kamakailan lamang ay na-published na nagsusuri sa lumalalang trend ng pagsabay-sabay ng mga iba't ibang diet. Ito ay nagiging malaking hamon para sa mga gastroenterologist at dietitian, partikular na sa pamamahala ng mga chronic na karamdaman. Isa pang co-author ng pag-aaral ay si Sarah Melton ng Monash University, isa ring accredited dietitian. Ayon kay Melton, mas dumarami ang mga pasyenteng sinusunod ang higit sa isang dietary plan. Mas karaniwan umanong nagsisimula ang mga tao sa gluten-free at dairy-free diets, kahit walang sapat na ebidensya ng food intolerance at kahit hindi pa natitiyak kung kinakailangan talaga ang pagsunod sa diet na ito.
Well, gluten and dairy, I guess, can be demonized a little bit across multiple different health conditions or for health generally. So in my experience, working with patients, I would see those two more commonly as the initial things that people may restrict just because someone else might have said to them they felt better not eating gluten or not consuming dairy.
Sinasabi pa ni Sarah Melton, tuloy-tuloy lang ang paglabas ng mga bagong uso sa pagkain, kaya lalo pang nagiging magulo at komplikado ang mga diet na sinusubukan ng mga tao.
So I've seen the full spectrum. I suppose one of the dietary approaches that the approach itself, I guess, is eliminating so many diets that arguably it's sort of in a way stacking multiple different dietary restrictions together is the carnivore diet. And this is certainly becoming popularized through social media and is very concerning to clinicians in terms of the things that we're excluding, the nutritional implications and overall health. So, if you're excluding all fiber from the diet, all fruits, vegetables, grains, it's obviously not nutritionally complete and potential for increasing risk of other conditions.
Sabi ni Dr. Caroline Tuck, kapag pinagsasabay-sabay ang iba't ibang diet nang walang tamang gabay ng eksperto, pwede itong mauwi sa disordered eating. Dagdag pa niya, maaari din itong magresulta sa mga pangmatagalang sakit, gaya ng sakit sa puso, type 2 diabetes, ilang klase ng cancer at problema sa mental health.
They might start to be inadequate in different types of nutrients, such as if they've gone dairy-free and they don't not having enough calcium sources, for example. So it can be that sort of real nutrient inadequacy, but sometimes it can also then lead to mental health challenges because then they're worried about eating out with friends, or they're not going to social occasions, or they're going to social occasions but not eating, and that can really impact your mental health. We know that food is so much more than just nourishment. It's a really important part of our everyday life and socialization and family gatherings.
Isa pang isyung lumalabas ngayon ay nahihirapan na ang mga doktor na tukuyin ang food intolerances dahil madalas ay naaalis na ng mga tao ang mga pinaghihinalaang pagkain sa kanilang diet, bunga ng diet stacking at walang medical supervision. Karaniwan, ang food map diet ang ginagamit na elimination diet para matukoy ang ganitong mga intolerance. Sabi ng Monash University, ang food maps ay mga uri ng asukal na hindi lubusang natutunaw o nasisipsip ng bituka. Para sa ilang tao, lalo na ang may irritable bowel syndrome, nagdudulot ito ng pananakit at discomfort at iba pang sintomas. Ayon kay Sarah Melton, dahil sabay-sabay ang sinusunod na mga diet, mas nagiging mahirap i-diagnose ang ilang karaniwang sakit.
Yeah, that's definitely something that's of concern to us. So this may be, you know, someone particularly with gastrointestinal symptoms seeks out a dietary intervention for that, of which there are many with very good evidence. And they may see a benefit in the institution of that diet that relieves some of their symptoms. But if they haven't had baseline screening to exclude organic drivers of symptoms or red flags, I guess, where we would that would warrant further investigation, there's that missed opportunity where a diagnosis may be missed.
Halimbawa, ang isang tao na may history ng colon cancer sa pamilya at nakakapansin ng pagbabago sa pagdumi ay maaaring umiwas sa colonoscopy dahil iniisip nilang sapat na ang kanilang diet para maprotektahan sila at hindi na kailangan ang screening. Pero pwede ring mangyari ang kabaliktaran. Isang mas bata na nagka-constipate dahil sa keto diet ay maaaring i-refer para sa colonoscopy kahit hindi naman talaga kailangan. Babala ni Dr. Daisy Coyle, isang research fellow sa The George Institute at isa ring accredited dietitian.
You want to give yourself the best chance in life, and following a healthy diet is one of the risk factors that we can control. But it doesn't mean that just because you have a healthy diet, you will never get, say, bowel cancer. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. It's giving you the best chance of not getting bowel cancer. But there are other factors that, of course, come into play. But it doesn't replace getting that expert help, getting those diagnoses that you need, like a colonoscopy, or even for your skin. You know, if we think about our skin, you can wear sunscreen, you can wear sunglasses, you can wear a hat, you can sit in the shade, you can do all the things that you're meant to do, but it doesn't mean you don't need to ever get a skin check.
Binigyang diin ni Dr. Coyle, ang tunay na healthy diet ay hindi yung maraming bawal, kundi yung balancing pagkain.
You don't want to restrict anything. You want an abundance of food. That's the purpose of having a healthy diet. You want to be having a diet rich in lots of different sources of fruits, lots of different sources of vegetables, all different types of dairy, cheese, milk, yogurt, cottage cheese, different types of meat, eggs and chicken and fish and red meat and, you know, olive oil and nuts. Like you want to be providing your body and your gut microbiome with so, like, heaps of variety, so that you're giving yourself the best chance of getting great nutrient exposure, nutrient absorption, and really build up those prebiotics and probiotics in your gut. And these diets really go against that and create this feeling of a healthy diet means it has to be restrictive in some way, and that's not the truth at all.
Malaki na ang progress ng science sa personalized nutrition, pero sabi ni Dr. Caroline Tack, hindi pa raw tayo totally nandoon at marami pa ang kailangang tuklasin.
And I know from a research perspective, we're hoping in the future that we can be more personalized in terms of looking at measures like your microbiome and the bacteria that lives in our gut. We know it's linked to a lot of things, but we're not quite, the research is not quite there for us to use that on a real personal level yet. But I think that's definitely what the research is driving towards and what we're hopeful for. But even now with what we do have, in a clinic situation, we're always trying to personalize recommendations and ensuring that any dietary changes are done safely.
Pahabol ni Dr. Tak kung may problema o alinlangan sa pagkain, mahalagang kumonsulta muna sa doktor o dietitian. Sa Australia, maaari ring makakuha ng tulong mula sa dietitian na covered ng Medicare kung may referral mula sa GP.
Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.